Good morning, everyone. Well, last Friday, while most of America was putting its beer and burgers on ice, and perhaps some takeaway listeners were putting their veggie shakes and tofu on ice for the 4th of July weekend, the shocking news came from Sarah Palin. The governor of Alaska decided that she's resigning by the end of July to pursue something she really didn't explain. Now, some people in the mainstream media would call that the gift that just keeps on giving. But we're not all cynical here. Listen to Palin herself.
I think a problem in our country today is apathy. It would be apathetic to just kind of hunker down and go with the flow. We're fishermen. We know that only dead fish go with the flow. No, productive, fulfilled people determine where to put their efforts, choosing to wisely utilize precious time to build up.
Deconstructing for us the Sarah Palin speech from last Friday is, of course, Gail Collins, columnist for the New York Times, who's spoken with us on a number of occasions about, shall we say, eccentric governors in the United States of America. Gail, we were talking a little bit about this, the idea of not quitting as quitting, which was only one of the linguistic acrobatics, I would say, that she teed up in her speech. I'm wondering from you, when Sarah Palin was announced as John McCain's running mate last summer, she was immediately this kind of mysterious feminist figure with an enormous amount of potential all of a sudden, which she almost immediately didn't realize. She's certainly a powerful figure within the base of the Republican Party. But after last Friday, it seems to me she's moving towards laughingstock.
It was very weird to see somebody. That's the kind of speech she gave when she resigned, was the kind of speech that you expect somebody to give when they're kind of ad-libbing desperately, trying to make sense. But somebody wrote that speech. Someone wrote that all down, and she read it and said, yes, this is exactly what I want to communicate with the people of Alaska. That part of it is kind of scary.
Well, some of the Alaska Public Radio Network reporters we talked to earlier said that it was a hybrid. It was part of it was written out, part of it was ad-libbed. Maybe the refrigerator magnet part was something she threw in there at the end. I mean, it did sound like she was delivering lines for Katie Couric, and Katie Couric wasn't there to interview her. I mean, every single one of the lines was a head-scratcher.
I was wondering this morning, if Barack Obama's in Russia, can he see Sarah Palin's house?
Well, he can see Russia. We know he can see Russia, that's for sure. Maybe that's something they have in common. Is there a future for Sarah Palin? A lot of people over the weekend on some of the talk shows were suggesting that if she can't stand this kind of heat, she has no political future.
Well, I think she does want to make some money. They have apparently got a lot of legal bills, and that Mike Huckabee seems to be extremely happy having a program on Fox and interviewing American Idol candidates and doing health tips with the Jazzercise ladies and stuff. So maybe that's where she's going.
I mean, is that the new platform whereby you bide your time, hope for presumably mistakes on the part of the Obama administration, or that the economy doesn't turn up again and then show up again in 2012?
That's never happened before. To me, the weird thing here is there's Mitt Romney, and just sort of sitting there as everybody crashes and burns all around him, just sort of awaiting and smiling and showing up every Sunday on somebody's show and being rich. I mean, he's a happy guy right now.
Well, we certainly have no particular reason to believe that a major media deal isn't in the works for Sarah Palin. But, compared with how she described what she called a lame duck governorship, any media deal would be preferable. Listen to this, Gail.
I thought about, how much fun some governors have as lame ducks. They maybe travel around their state, travel to other states, maybe take their overseas international trade missions. So many politicians do that. And then I thought, that's what's wrong. Many just accept that lame duck status, and they hit the road, they draw a paycheck, they kind of milk it. And I'm not going to put Alaskans through that.
So she's not going to milk that. Presumably, she is going to milk something here.
No, and I noticed that even in her speech, she was talking about how she's been going around to the various overseas bases and talking to the troops and things like that. So apparently, that doesn't count as part of the strange things you do when you're a lame duck.
I don't want to put you necessarily in this position, but I remember last summer all of the discussions about what a complex reaction women were having to the ascension of Sarah Palin, and then that sort of went away. Is there any sort of complex reaction that women are having to what Sarah Palin is doing now?
I think women have gotten over the complex reaction period for Sarah Palin. She is what she is. And the nice thing on the woman front, I got to say, is that there are now so many women in very high positions in government that you no longer think if one of them is running around making a fool of themselves that it's going to make the whole sex look bad.
Maybe that's the best takeaway of all here, that there is diversity within the enormous number of women in high office in the Obama administration and politically generally in the United States. Gail Collins, thanks so much.
Anytime.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.